neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
In Parashat Bo says that Ribbono Shel Olam commanded Am Yisrael to go and receive cash in, gold, silver, and begadim. So now this command has mentioned three times. First time it says Usmalot, then the second time doesn't mention Usmalot. And then again it mentions Usmalot. So if Mefarshim asks, how come sometimes it mentions, sometimes it doesn't mention? You had this question?
What does it mean, the word?
The clothing. Yeah, the clothing. Sometimes it mentions, sometimes it doesn't mention. The custom of the Egyptian was they had their idol that would, whatever they worship, it would design on their begadim. So actually the begadim, it was a part of the ritual of idols that they worshiped. So they had it on. So when Hashem commanded them, it mentions. And then later it doesn't mention. Then in the end, you see they went and got it. So how could it be? Because we see when Hashem brought Makat Bechorot, it says that all the idols in Mitzrayim, either if it's wooden, it would break to pieces. If it was metal, it was melted. And also on the Begadim, it disappeared.
Disappeared,
yeah. So now when the idols that they worship on the Begadim was disappeared, so it was okay to go get them. So first, they didn't want to go get it. They said, how can we go get it? So they were informed, good news, so you can go get the Smalot, because the idols have disappeared. So now it's kosher to get them.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.